Genesis chapter 14. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel king of Shinar, Arioch king of Elazar, Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of nations, that these made war with Bera king of Sodom, and with Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, and Shemeba king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela which is Zoar. All these were joined together in the valley of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaims in Ashtaroth-Carnaim, and the Zuzims in Ham, and the Emims in Shavar-Kirithaim, and the Horites in their Mount Seir unto Elparan, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to Enmishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazez on Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same is Zoar, and they joined battle with them in the valley of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and with Tidal, king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elazar, 4 kings against 5. And the valley of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their victuals, and went their way. And they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped, and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Anah, and these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them to Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheva, which is the king's valley. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the persons and take the goods to yourself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto Yahweh, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe latch, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich. Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Anah, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Genesis chapter 15. After these things the word of Yahweh came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. And Abram said, Lord Yahweh, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me you have given no seed, and look, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, This shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your seed be. And he believed in Yahweh, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said to him, I am Yahweh, that brought you out of Ur of the Chaldees, to give you this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord Yahweh, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said to him, Take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took to him all these, and divided them in the middle, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham, and behold, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said to Abraham, Know for certain that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come here again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace, and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day Yahweh made a covenant with Abraham, saying, Unto your seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, and the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Riphaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. Genesis chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, bore him no children, and she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, Behold now, Yahweh has restrained me from bearing. I pray you, go into my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said to Abram, My wrong be upon you. I have given my maid into your bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. Yahweh judge between me and you. But Abram said to Sarai, Behold, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as it pleases you. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of Yahweh found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, from where came you, and where will you go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of Yahweh said to her, Return to your mistress, and submit yourself under her hands. And the angel of Yahweh said to her, I will multiply your seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of Yahweh said to her, Behold, you are with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because Yahweh has heard your affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of Yahweh that spoke to her, You God sees me, for she said, Have I also here looked after him that sees me? Therefore the well was called Beer Laharehoi, behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bore Abraham a son, and Abraham called his son's name, which Hagar bore, Ishmael. And Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abraham. Genesis chapter 17. And when Abraham was 90 years old, Yahweh appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be you perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name any more be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God to you and to your seed after you. And I will give to you and to your seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, Abraham, you shall keep my covenant, therefore, you and your seed after you in their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and your seed after you. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of your seed. He that is born in your house and he that is bought with your money must need to be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And God said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give you a son also of her. Yes, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. And God said, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear to you at this set time in the next year. And he ceased talking with him, and God went up from Abraham, and Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the very same day, as God had said to him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the very same day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house born in the house and bought with money of the stranger were circumcised with him. Genesis chapter 18. And Yahweh appeared to him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. And said, My Lord, if now I have found favour in your sight, pass not away, I pray you, from your servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort you your hearts. After that you shall pass on, for therefore have you come to your servant. And they said, So do, as you have said. And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran to the herd, and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it to a young man, and he hurried to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said to him, Where is Sarah your wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I have become old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And Yahweh said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I truly bear a child, for I am old? Is anything too hard for Yahweh? At the time appointed, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, No, but you did laugh. And the men rose up from there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Yahweh said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And Yahweh said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done according to I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come to me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before Yahweh. And Abraham drew near and said, Will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Perhaps there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And Yahweh said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak to the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Perhaps there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will you destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him again and said, Perhaps there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said to him, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Perhaps there shall be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak to the Lord. Perhaps there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, O let not the Lord be angry, but I will speak yet, but And he said, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Perhaps 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And Yahweh went his way as soon as he had left, communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Genesis chapter 19. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and lodge your night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, No, but we will remain in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in to him and entered into his house, and he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called to Lot and said to him, Where are the men which came into you this night? Bring them out, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door to them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known a man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out to you, and do you to them as is good in your eyes. Only to these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to dwell, and he will need to be a judge. Now will we deal worse with you than with them? And they pressed greatly upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said to Lot, Have you here any besides, son-in-law, and your sons, and your daughters, and whatever you have in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is grown great before the face of Yahweh, and Yahweh has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for Yahweh will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked to his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, and then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take your wife and your two daughters, which are here, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, Yahweh being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him outside the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for your life. Look not behind you, neither stay you in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be consumed. And Lot said to them, Oh, no, not so, my lord. Behold, now your servant has found grace in your sight, and you have magnified your mercy, which you have shown to me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee to, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said to him, See, I have accepted you concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Haste you, escape there, for I cannot do anything till you have come there. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then Yahweh rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from Yahweh out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before Yahweh. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and saw, and behold, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the next day that the firstborn said to the younger, Behold, I lay last night with my father, let us make him drink wine this night also, and go you in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bore a son, and called his name Moab, the same is the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bore a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi, the same is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day.